USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
U.S. House Democrats holding a hearing this morning where they're accusing the Trump administration of presiding over a disastrous response to the coronavirus outbreak. They've been hearing from a government whistleblower who was demoted after raising concerns about a controversial coronavirus treatment that was being promoted by President Trump. Opening the hearing, California Democrat Anna Eshoo accused the administration of not doing its job.
Americans are afraid. They're sick and jobless, and over 80,000 souls have been lost. And the government that was supposed to protect them has failed.
Many Republicans are calling the hearing political theater. Texas Representative Michael Burgess questioning the timing of a hearing on a whistleblower complaint that's not even a week old yet. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I've had a lot of really great days back-to-back, which has been a huge blessing. Even my doctor told me, because they asked me to bring everything in that I take on a daily basis, he was very encouraged by seeing what I was taking, and he said he didn't care how many I had. And he said it's food. And the form that it in was something that he was very, because he's an avid learner, and he's always researching, and he's always excited to see new things. And he told me this would be good. This will help you immensely with the nutrition that you need.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Democrats in the U.S. House have put forward a $3 trillion bill that would boost coronavirus testing and would help states cope with the economic fallout from the pandemic. But President Trump says there's no chance it's going to pass.
As they say, DOA, dead on arrival.
The president saying he'd veto the measure if it reached his desk, which it's unlikely to do, as the Senate probably won't even take it up. The FBI is investigating Senator Richard Byrd to learn whether the North Carolina Republican was involved in insider trading based on information he obtained as a member of Congress. Agents serving a search warrant on his home in the Washington, D.C. area yesterday and seizing his cell phone. Byrd did sell off large amounts of stock in February, just before the pandemic struck, sending Wall Street stocks into freefall. President Trump heading to the battleground state of Pennsylvania today to visit a medical supply business in Allentown, expected to promote his call to start reopening the nation. And this is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
U.S. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is calling the House Democrats' more than $3 trillion economic stimulus bill a totally unserious effort to fight COVID-19. Speaking on the floor of the U.S. Senate this morning, the Kentucky Republican said the House Speaker, Nancy Pelosi, released what he called a seasonal catalog of left-wing oddities and called it a coronavirus bill. McConnell added the Democratic proposal has giveaways to blue state millionaires, checks for illegal immigrants, and it greenlights cannabis studies as well. Horses are running at Churchill Downs again. Horses started arriving back at the track stables earlier this week. They were able to run on the track yesterday with the coronavirus-delayed spring meet getting underway this weekend, although fans will not be allowed in the stands. And they have, of course, postponed the Kentucky Derby this year till the fall. Netflix is going to release a four-part documentary series later this month about Jeffrey Epstein. The docuseries is called Jeffrey Epstein, Filthy Rich. The trailer for it includes shots of Epstein's private Caribbean island, nicknamed Pedophile Island. Viewers can stream the special starting on May 27th. You can hear us anytime online. We're at usaradio.com with a newly redesigned website that you might find interesting. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.